Hello, this is Dan.
Hello, Dan. Did I give you enough time?
Oh, no. Yes, yes, most definitely. I'm totally sorry about the confusion over there going on. I was on the phone on our line.
Don't worry, Dan. You don't have to apologize to me. I know
yes.
You're busy.
Yes. That being said, can we please schedule that for tomorrow, please?
Sure, absolutely.
Because I won't be able to get it right now. It just happened out of the blue, and I can't be in that place right now. So because that was my idea to be there to share some pictures with you, show you what's going on and what we're
doing. Right. That was mm-hmm. the plan. Absolutely. Okay,
yes.
Now that's fine, Dan. I understand. You told me specifically that your schedule changes at any moment, so I fully understand. So I can call you back tomorrow. What time do you think is best? The thing, Dan, that I really feel like I'm just, like, bothering you, you know? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
Why does that keep calling me, you know? Like, and I'm trying to get this, at least for you to look at this.
You cut off a little bit. Can you repeat that again, please?
Yes. I was saying, I feel like I called you, like, even right now, I feel like I know he's busy and I'm over here giving him a call. He's probably saying, like, oh, this guy is bugging me. And I don't want to do that, Dan, to be honest. So this is why I ask you, what do you think is the best time tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow we can actually do it at 10 a.m. That'll be totally fine with me because that's the first thing that I'm going to do in the morning after I get out with all the office work.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can give me a call at 10 Central Time once again, then we can definitely talk about that.
All right, Dan. All right, so we'll talk tomorrow. I'll give you a call, and you have a wonderful day. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.